The music in Westminster Abbey yesterday started before the service, but just built all the way through that service. Wonderful music, stirring music in many ways. And then almost at the pinnacle of that service, the choir broke out into this wonderful anthem, Zadok the priest and Nathan the prophet anointed Solomon king. And all the people rejoiced and said, God save the king, long live the king, may the king live forever. Amen, alleluia, amen. And the choir sang it out. Written by Handel, apparently for the coronation of George II, and I think I'm right in saying 1727, but if you're a historian, you'll probably correct me on that one, almost 200 years ago. But those words, just wonderful. And that pinnacle of that service, the high point of the service. But who was Zadok? Who is the music referring to? Well, if you were to go back into the Old Testament, you'll find that Zadok is a biblical figure. He plays a significant role in the history of ancient Israel. He is the high priest. When David and Solomon are kings, Zadok is the high priest. And his name simply means just or righteous. He is the just or righteous high priest. That's who this Zadok is. Zadok is remembered for lots of things. He was the high priest who supported David. During David's times, one of his sons, Absalom, tried to start a rebellion against David and to take the throne from his father. Zadok supported David, and the power was returned to David. And Zadok was instrumental in bringing the Ark of the Covenant back to Jerusalem, back into the center of God's people. But the text of that Zadok the priest anthem is based on his anointing of King Solomon. If you remember back to Palm Sunday, only a few Sundays ago, we talked about David putting Solomon on a donkey and walking him into Jerusalem, announcing, this is the king. And Zadok then anoints him as king. So this is what we read in 1 Kings. So Zadok the priest, Nathan the prophet, Benaiah son of Jehoiada, the Kerethites and the Pelethites went down and escorted him to Gihon. The good and the great of the nation went down, found Solomon, and escorted him to Gihon. And then Zadok the priest took the horn of oil from the sacred tent and anointed Solomon. They sounded the trumpet, and all the people shouted, long live King Solomon. Zadok the priest. And just as Solomon was anointed, so King Charles III was anointed during the coronation. This most sacred part of the service. So sacred that those screens are put around him, and it's a very close, intimate, sacred part of the service. And oil is used to anoint hands, chest, head, and dedication. That's Zadok. Yesterday's service, amongst all of the pomp and the pageantry, which is done so superbly well, amongst all of the symbolism, and one of the things that I really enjoyed through commentary was just having some of that symbolism explained. All of that symbolism, all of the spectacle, at the very heart of it was a Christian service. A child welcomed the king in the name of the King of Kings. At the very heart of all that went on yesterday was this Christian service of worship, of dedication, and of blessing. Reminds us many things. One of them must surely be the biblical call for us to pray for those who are in authority. How often do we complain about or criticize those who are in authority but fail to pray for them? As we've watched yesterday, Charles being dedicated to this service, surely we're reminded of our duty, our responsibility to pray for those who are in authority, to pray in the name of Jesus, who is the King of Kings, for those who have authority. What a place this would be if we prayed for those people as much as we criticize them or complain about them. We're reminded to pray for those in authority. We're reminded that we're all dependent upon the grace of God. In the midst of all of that that went on yesterday, all of that display of power, right in the very midst, the King acknowledges his need for the grace of God to do what he's been called to do. What a reminder to us. Dependent upon the very grace of God in all that we are, in all that we seek to do. Reminds us to pray. Reminds us that we're dependent upon the very grace of God. Reminds us, too, of where we find truth. In the midst of all of that splendor, all that was going on, the spectacle of everything, the moderator of the Church of Scotland quietly walks over and presents a Bible to the King with these words: "This is the most valuable thing that this world affords." That's an astonishing thing. In the midst of all of this display of splendor and majesty and wealth and might, this is the most valuable thing that this world affords. Why? Because there we have truth. There we have God's word. There is where we build our foundations. And so it's great that Scripture was at the very heart of that service. And amongst all of the other things that are given, here it is: God's word, God's truth, the most valuable thing that this world affords. And it all points to Jesus, who, as David read for us, is a high priest, a merciful and faithful high priest. This is the Jesus who helps us when we are tempted, because he has faced that temptation himself. This is the Jesus who clearly and unmistakably declares to us by his word and by his work that our sin is forgiven, our guilt is taken away, and our pardon assured. When Jesus dies on the cross, our sin is forgiven, our guilt is taken away, our pardon is assured, and Jesus continually reminds us of that. This is the Jesus to whom everything points. The Jesus who is merciful as a high priest. The Jesus who is faithful as a high priest. He's not someone who swans in and out, who's occasionally there but sometimes missing. This is the Jesus who is dependable, who is trustworthy, who is not changing, who is always available, who has proved himself to be fully dependable, who has proved himself to be completely adequate. This is the Jesus who is merciful and faithful. Zadok had to keep making those sacrifices day after day, year after year, because it was never perfect. He made those sacrifices for his own sin and for the sin of his people again and again and again. And then Jesus in his mercy and faithfulness, makes his once for all sacrifice for us. Zadok was a high priest. Jesus is the high priest, representing us before God and representing God to us. That's our Jesus. In these days, as we reflect on the events of yesterday, may God give us the grace to enjoy all of that, to pray for those who have authority, to remember our dependence on his grace, to seek truth. But may God give us the grace too, to know that in Jesus we have the high priest. And when we invite him to be Lord and Savior, then we're no longer orphans. We're children of God. Let's pray together. Lord, thank you. Thank you that you know us. And yet, even though you know us, you know what we're like, you have reached out to us in your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, who after his finished work on the cross, sat at your right hand. Lord, help us by your Holy Spirit to know that because of Jesus our sins are forgiven, because of Jesus our guilt is washed away, because of Jesus our pardon is assured. And then, Lord, help us to live as those who are forgiven, cleansed, and reassured. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.